So yesterday we brought you the story of one street near San Bernardino that's still on the mend 10 years after the start of the mortgage meltdown. Well, on his way out of that neighborhood, our LA bureau chief, Stephen Cuevas, spotted a sign with an offer that sounded way too good to be true.
Buy a home, 1% down, free recorded message.
In today's story, Stephen calls the number on that sign and learns of a new trend in home loans that's got some people pretty excited and others kind of nervous.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
The call eventually leads me to a broker who is indeed offering those 1% down loans through United Wholesale Mortgage, a big private lender in Michigan. He's reluctant to say much more, but another broker is happy to talk.
We've been waiting for you.
A couple of rambunctious dogs greet visitors to Teresa Tim's storefront mortgage company in the leafy business district of Upland. It borders the Inland Empire, epicenter of the foreclosure crisis, where average home prices are still comparatively cheap, about $300,000. That's less than half the median price in neighboring Orange County.
I specialize in these low-down type programs, and they fit our area perfectly. Right now, one of the only feasible low-down programs is the 1% with Equity Boost.
Tim's has been offering 1% down loans like the ones on that street sign since last year when they first became available. I got a friend to help explain how they work.
This is fun.
Say you're buying a $400,000 house in, say, a city like Riverside.
You put down $4,000, that's the 1%. The lender puts in $8,000, that's the 2%. And that gets you to the 3% threshold needed to qualify for federal home loan insurance.
The loans are typically marketed to mid-income borrowers without a lot of cash on hand.
It's very common for somebody to be able to come up with $4,000 or $5,000. But when you're talking $17,000, $18,000, $20,000, it's really not doable for most people unless they've been saving since they were 13.
We're thinking, you know, we're going to need at least $15,000, $20,000. So to go from that to $6,000, we were able to move into the home.
Right around Christmas, Abraham Bustillo moved his wife and three children into a 1,300-square-foot home in Riverside with a 1% down loan. The balance is around $350,000, stretched over a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Yes, it is a little bit more than what we were paying as renters, but at the same time, now, I mean, we're not just throwing the money up in the air or paying the owner's, you know, mortgage for him. You know, we're actually, money's going into ourselves.
Traditional bank lenders may want heftier minimum down payments, higher minimum incomes, and flawless credit scores. Big non-bank lenders like United Wholesale and Quicken are scooping up customers like Bustillo who may not have cash for a big down payment or have good but not golden credit. United declined to comment, saying it felt this story might make 1% down loans look risky. But Ed Pinto says, well, yeah, they can be. He's a housing finance risk expert at the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank.
Unless you have reliable house price increases, you're going to be in trouble for many years.
Trouble as in your monthly payments will be pretty steep.
Within California, the most volatile home price metropolitan area is Riverside, San Bernardino. So if you're buying a home in one of these areas with a very low down payment and these other risk factors, if anything happens, you know, they lose their job. They have no cushion to fall back on.
Pinto says a bigger appetite for risk has led to problems for some non-bank lenders dealing in low down payment loans.
Let's get out of that breaking news involving Detroit-based Quicken Loans. The Department of Justice has just
2 years ago, the DOJ sued United Wholesale Mortgage and Quicken Loans, the biggest purveyors of 1% down loans. Prosecutors say between 2006 and 2012, the companies wrongly certified hundreds of low down payment loan applications insured through a Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, program. As WXYZ in Detroit reported at the time, the government alleged that when the loans went bad, taxpayers were on the hook for millions of dollars in losses.
These kinds of loans are offered to lower-income men and women. According to the feds, Quicken intentionally overlooked applicants' poor credit histories.
United settled last year after paying out a $48 million penalty. Quicken is fighting the charges in court. CEO Bill Emerson spoke to Fox Business shortly after the lawsuit was filed.
It's absolutely driven a lot of financial institutions away from the FHA program for sure. And unfortunately, you know who suffers from that? It's
consumers.
The American consumer, the middle class, who depends upon the FHA program.
In fact, it's low-income Americans that tend to lean most on FHA-backed home loans.
And this group of low-down payment loans is growing very rapidly.
Housing risk expert Ed Pinto says these days the majority of people buying a home for the first time in the U.S. are using FHA, 1% down, and other types of low-down payment programs.
70% of all first-time home buyers today have down payments of less than 5%.
Despite the potential drawbacks, these loans remain the last best option in places like San Bernardino, a city still clawing its way back from a crushing foreclosure crisis, and a city where home ownership remains far below the national average. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in the Inland Empire.
And to see photos of Dream Street then and now, go to californiareport.org.